Hello, everyone, and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. We're glad you've joined us for more talk about love, technology, and the modern couple. I'm your teacher, Ruth. I'm glad to be here in Taiwan and talking to you not quite face-to-face, but I know you're listening, and I hope you're enjoying our conversation. Yesterday, we started talking about this interesting idea of how technology is strengthening relationships. Mm. And Campbell, can you think of something important you remember from yesterday?
Well, I think it was really interesting to learn just how much technology has changed the way people date and the way that people do relationships. You know, I think it's something that we live day to day. You don't really think about it. But when you do think about it, you're like, yeah, I do text my wife quite often. And that is mostly how we communicate throughout the day.
Mm. That's right. We send a lot of texts, and I don't think any of us can really count how many we send.
Right.
How about you, Amanda? What do you remember being important from yesterday?
I think what I felt was important that texting can enhance the affection. If we use affectionate text messages, of course, not serious ones, to enhance our relationship with our loved ones. But that we also do need to be cautious about it. If you want to have a serious conversation, perhaps texting is not the way to go. Face-to-face may be better because you can see their body language or their responses or their reactions. Those things you can't see in a text message. But it does make me happy that if we are intentional about our affectionate texts, that it can enhance the relationship.
That's right. So when you exchange affectionate texts with someone you love, then it makes you feel happier and it makes you feel more connected to them. Well, today we're going to go on and talk a little bit more about this idea and find out some of these different sites or apps that couples use to communicate and keep the relationship going when they can't be together. So if you haven't yet, please open your magazines to page 15, and we'll begin reading in the first column.
Meanwhile, several apps that are built specifically for couples have begun popping up in app stores everywhere. Couple, an app that allows couples to communicate in their own private channel, has been downloaded nearly 2.5 million times. The app lets you and your partner share messages and videos, build a private shared timeline chronicling your relationship, share to-do lists, and even send thumb kisses to one another. Oleg Kostor, Couples co-founder and CEO, says he believes couples apps are bound to enjoy the same growth and mainstream acceptance as the online dating industry. Having a channel that specifically and exclusively reaches out to that one person makes sense, Kostor says.
So we learned yesterday that the online dating industry has grown tremendously into a $2 billion a year market. Now, it looks like they're taking the next step, and they're not just trying to get couples together, they're trying to give them ways to communicate more now that they are together.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of apps built specifically for couples are popping up.
That's right. So we see that there are actually apps that are designed specifically for husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends to communicate to one another. So yesterday we were talking about Facebook, Twitter, iMessage, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Instagram. All these things are not necessarily things that use only for your husband or your wife or your spouse. But we have specific apps now that are designed specifically to allow couples to communicate.
That's right, and they're popping up. They're appearing very quickly. And the first one we mentioned here is called Couple. And this app allows couples, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, to communicate on their own private channel. Now, why would that be an advantage, Amanda?
Well, I'm wondering about the security. Perhaps it has a stronger security channel to be on rather than some of these other different messaging apps. Also, I think here it says that it allows or lets your partner share messages that will chronicle your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so keep track of that.
I see.
Right. On a timeline. So that seems a lot better. You know, if you use, like, for example, I use Line. When I use Line, you know, it's hard to get yesterday's information if you've been doing 25 messages.
Right.
But if there's something keeping track of that, it may be easier to find.
Mm-hmm. I think the idea here is also the idea of the private channel. Like if I post something on Facebook about my wife, that's very public. You know, that's everybody can see that. But here the private. And at first I didn't understand why, how this was any different than any of these other apps like Line or Twitter or iMessage. Then I realized, well, if you're in a dating relationship, hopefully it's just that one person, right? So hopefully that this private channel, you, I mean, if you're using this app, you would only be using this app with one person at a time, right? So then I'm like, okay, I get it now. You know, that kind of makes sense.
Yes, whereas online or Viber or InstaChat, you can, you know, look at all, or Instagram, you can contact a lot of people all the time. So this would be just your own private communication for that one special person. And it mentions that you can share messages, you can share videos, you can build this timeline that chronicles or keeps track by date of how your relationship is, and share to-do lists. What kind of list would that be?
Hopefully fun dates that you would do together and not the grocery shopping.
Right. Yeah. Or if you're planning a wedding, you know, maybe there are different things you need to do for the wedding.
That's true. That's true. It's not just, I need you to clean the house and then go here. That would be not very exciting at all. And then it mentions something called thumb kisses.
Right.
I've never heard of that. Have you, Amanda?
I had not. So I went online to find out what that was, and it's a special feature of this app. Basically, one of the couples sends the other one their thumbprint. And so the thumbprint will appear on the other person's smartphone, and the other person needs to put their thumbprint on top of that thumbprint, and that is a thumb kiss.
And then there'll be some kind of little graphic that goes...
Exactly.
Oh, isn't that sweet? and that is kind of fun when, you know, if you want to do that for someone, you know, an unexpected message, that does kind of cheer you up.
Right, yeah.
So that is one special feature of this particular site, Couple. And then we learn from Oleg Koster, he's the co-founder and CEO of this company, and he thinks that Couples apps are going to be successful, doesn't he?
That's right. He says they are bound to enjoy the same growth and mainstream acceptance as the online dating industry. So when we talk about something that is mainstream, it's something that's considered normal, it's popular, and a lot of people are using it, and it's something that a lot of people have accepted. So the idea here is that these couples apps are going to be very accepted by the major population.
So they're going to become yet another $2 billion a year industry.
Yes.
As a way for couples to communicate. He's so sure, he says they are bound to. That means it's almost certain that they're going to be accepted. Because he says having a channel that specifically and exclusively reaches out to one person makes sense.
That's right. So it goes back to what I was saying earlier. When you're using this app, you're only using it with one other person. It's not like Line or Facebook where you're reaching, you know, hundreds of people at the same time.
Yes, it's just for that one special person and only then for the two of you to share.
And that's what exclusively means, that it's only for the two of you to have that in common. And I think that just, you know, when you're wanting to build a relationship with the other person, having that exclusivity, that really can enhance the relationship. Make the other person feel special.
That's right. And plus, because this site then will chronicle or will keep this information, it's easy to have a record of it. And as we learned yesterday, that's money in the relationship bank.
Right.
When you're unsure of how you feel, you can go back and read all these texts and look at the videos and think, wow, maybe everything's okay after all.
Right. Yeah. I mean, lately with Facebook, they've been doing a lot of like, this year and today, this day in the past, and they've been bringing up old pictures, and it's fun to see those old pictures and those old messages and be like, I remember that, you know? And so, again, the idea of chronicling, you get to look back in time and see, okay, well, this is how our relationship developed and, you know, where we met and different things we've done, and this is how we fell in love. And so it's always good to be able to remember those things.
Absolutely. And this is an easy way to chronicle that. You know, long ago, if you wanted to do that, you'd have to save all of the letters that you got,
right,
or all of the photographs in a box somewhere,
right,
in your house.
Yeah, and especially because as time goes on, it's easy to forget why you fell in love. It's easy to forget, you know, the beginning of the relationship when everything was so fresh and fun, mm-hmm, and new. But being able to go back and look at that stuff, it helps to kind of reignite that fire in some ways.
That's right. So that's probably why Oleg Koster says this is going to be a very successful idea for couples.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's continue reading now and find out more about the staying power that technology helps build in relationships. Let's read at the top of the second column.
Staying power. Some dating sites are figuring out ways to stay involved in couples' lives beyond the meeting phase. How about we? Which likes to call itself the offline dating site, has a separate service for couples that offers pre-planned, curated dates, ranging from tickets to a Broadway show, to custom peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, to a robot building workshop. The company launched a new couples app called You and Me that allows partners to collaborate on playlists, share photos, and exchange private messages. We wanted technology to help bring people together and to help create memories, says Jessica Tom, community director for How About We. It is technology for modern love, and it's really focused on connecting people. So while there's no substitution for actual FaceTime in a relationship, FaceTime is looking more and more like a good alternative to fill in the gaps.
So the title of this section is Staying Power. When something has staying power, it means that it has power to last. It has the ability to, as we said yesterday, weather the storms and to continue for a long time.
So do you think that these sites are helping the relationship have staying power? Or they're saying that these apps will have staying power in couples' relationships because they will find new ways to use them?
I think both apply. Because we talked yesterday about the resilience of having affectionate texts and putting them in your relationship bank. So that will cause there to be staying power in your relationship. But also businesses are cluing in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're beginning to understand more that there is an ability to make money through these apps, and so they'll be around for a while.
That's right. And so they're saying how some dating sites are figuring out ways to stay involved in couples' lives. So they're figuring out a way to get involved in people's lives so that they can stay a part of their lives for a long time.
That's right. It's no longer just introducing boy to girl. It's continuing on and helping to build a relationship. So we learn about a site here called How About We, which calls itself the offline dating site.
Mm.
And why do they call themselves that?
Well, they call themselves the offline dating site because it has a separate service for couples that offers pre-planned curated dates ranging from tickets to a Broadway show, custom peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, to a robot building workshop. So again, as you were saying earlier, you know, these dating sites, you know, they help people get together, but beyond that, that's it. But this app hopes to help people continue beyond that.
Right. When I read this, I get the idea that, okay, this site wants to help couples build the relationships and maintain their relationships, so they'll give them ideas of things that they can do on a date, possibly based on their own interests. We see the word curated there, and I usually think of that as a curator, which is a person at a museum or an exhibit that explains something to you or that guides you.
Right. Mm.
So perhaps that's what they mean here, is that maybe they know that Campbell and his wife both really like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, so they'll tell you where to get the best one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a great idea, because I think a lot of times with my wife, it's like, well, what do you want to do tonight? I don't know. What do you want to do tonight? I don't know. What do you want to do tonight? You know? And so, you know, this app will just give you really easily an idea of, hey, there's a show going on tonight. Let's go, you know?
That's
and I
right.
think the name is great, How About We, because when you ask that question, hey, what do you want to do tonight? I don't know. How about we go to the movies? How about we eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches?
Yeah, because I think the hardest answer is like, well, where do you want to go out to dinner? Soy bien.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, there is no restaurant with that name. So this is a way to give couples ideas and information that's targeted directly to them and to their interests. Mm-hmm. Maybe if they know, the site knows that these people enjoy Broadway shows, they'll say that, oh, yeah, there's a show, a traveling company of this show in town. Mm-hmm. You should go and get tickets, or, you know, food, or even robot building, if that's a shared interest that you have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It would be interesting to go and see what all kinds of things they have. I'm sure these are just three different ones, just from a wide variety of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also this company has launched a new couples app called You and Me. And what does that app allow you to do?
Well, it allows partners to collaborate on playlists, share photos, and exchange private messages. And the word collaborate just means to work together on. So if you like music and you like to help each other make different music playlists, you can do that, or share your photos, or just continue to communicate through private messaging.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be another idea similar to then to what Couple has, the private channel, and here's the private messages, being able to exchange that.
Right.
Although it's more choices of things to do in this case.
Right. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of being able to create your own playlist. You kind of put a list of songs on there that you both like, and mm-hmm. you know, maybe a song makes me think of my wife. I can put that song on there and share it with her, which is very different than, you know, when I was in high school, we used to make cassette tapes, mixtapes, mm-hmm. you know. Tapes are those things that you used to play in a cassette.
Campbell,
player.
You're dating yourself. Yeah,
that's great.
Yes, I remember that too. If you wanted to communicate, you did have to put it all on a cassette tape and
right.
then just hand it to them or
yeah.
mail it to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is another idea of ways that technology then is helping couples strengthen their relationships and stay mm-hmm. together. And Jessica Tom, who is the community director for How About We, says, we want a technology to help bring people together and create memories.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And again, I think part of that is the fact that those memories can be stored and they can be revisited often.
Right. I think because often in the past you talked about tape cassettes or CDs or, you know, the way we hold our photos that were on film, not on digital. They were to make memories as well. Now, this is the new era of making memories and making sure you can save the memories as well.
And she points out that this is technology for modern love, and it's really focused on connecting people. So all of those, I guess we'd say, old-fashioned ways of sharing photos and writing letters and using cassette tapes, those would be considered the old way of doing it.
Right.
Whereas modern love then will look to apps to help people build these kinds of memories.
Right. But having said that, I think there is still something about a handwritten letter or a postcard, something you send. Like my wife, you know, whenever I do go away, she often writes me a note before I leave so that I can read it on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's always special to have that with me.
Mm-hmm. Right. In fact, when I come over here to Taiwan, my husband will often write me maybe 5 or 6 cards that he sends with me that I can open during the time that I'm here. And that's nice, a connection.
Yeah. It reminds me of when I had to go to the Army a few years ago. It was 12 days of service, and my wife wrote in a notebook 12 mm-hmm. messages for me, you know. And so whenever I got a break, you know, I would, you know, open that up, and I'd read, and I'd be crying in the midst of all these other guys. And uh-huh. I'm just like, you know. But it was touching because she took the time to write it.
Mm. That's right. So I think there is a place for this, quote-unquote, old-fashioned communication.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is special just to get something that's handwritten. So our article is going to conclude now with the idea that there is no substitution for actual FaceTime. Do you believe that?
I do, because yesterday we mentioned about having serious conversations.
Right.
Perhaps text messaging is not the way to do that. But FaceTime does allow you to see a person's body language, expression, mm-hmm. tone of voice, and that really does help grow the relationship or understand each other better.
Right. So when we talk about FaceTime, we're talking about time you spend face-to-face talking with someone, you know, in the same room, you know, mm-hmm. looking at each other in the eye, talking to each other one-on-one. But I really like the way the writer puts it here. There's no substitution for actual FaceTime in a relationship, but FaceTime, and here we're talking about the app FaceTime,
yep. mm-hmm.
is looking more and more like a good alternative to fill in the gaps.
Hmm. So in other words, if you're not in the same time zone in the same place, you can use FaceTime, the app, to really see each other face to face. So you notice FaceTime is capitalized there because it is the name of a specific application that you can use. But still, I agree that, you know, spending time in person, in the same room, looking in the other person's eyes and talking, there's no substitute for that.
No.
I do think, though, like they said, FaceTime and other apps like that, Skype or different things, allows you to hear tone of voice, allows you to see body
right.
language. And that is the added thing about those apps, where text messaging doesn't do that.
Right, yeah.
That's right.
But as we were talking before we were recording, I think these things are great and they do help to enhance relationships, but they're meant to be a supplement. They're not meant to be a replacement, right? So we need to be careful that we don't use these things as replacement for that FaceTime, that actually face-to-face conversation. We can use it to supplement, you know, if I'm at work, I can use text messaging or Facebook and just send a quick message to my wife and just let her know I love her, that I'm thinking about her. But when I get home, I can't be like, well, I did that, so, you know.
So I've done my, I've put
have
that.
Have a good day.
Exactly. And I think maybe that's the point of this article is these things can enhance relationships, but they're not the substitute for it. And as I mentioned earlier, we have another article that talks about the importance of real conversation between people. So I would encourage all of you who are listening, don't use technology as a substitute. Mm-hmm. Use it as an enhancement. It can help your relationship, but you don't want to build your relationship totally on that. Because sometimes if you're so used to texting somebody and you sit down to try to talk to them, you discover that you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to get used to be able to communicate with people face-to-face because, like you say, you can rely on messaging so much, perhaps because you need time to think about what you want to say or your reactions, that when you actually meet each other face-to-face, you don't know how to react
mm-hmm.
or you don't know what to say. Or you're so used to having that, even that space, so to speak. But it can also be dangerous because you're not actually getting to know the person in a real sense.
Yeah. And I don't know about you guys. I mean, for me, sometimes it's almost more comfortable to text. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, especially if I have to talk about something harder, I kind of... if I'm not careful, I want to kind of rely on text because you don't have to deal with their immediate reaction. You know, you feel, you can just send the message and then just kind of like, okay, good, phew. But, you know, I feel like sometimes I really have to make that effort and to challenge myself to really face that danger of maybe seeing them angry face to face. But I think that is so important to be able to communicate face to face like that.
It is. And I think we would call that aspect moral courage,
yes.
meaning the ability to face somebody and tell them something difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine how difficult it is in a marriage if you can't face your husband or wife to talk about difficult things. You'd rather go in the other, send them a text from the bathroom or something instead
right.
of discussing it. But as we've said now that there are dangers in texting and technology and using that to communicate in relationships, but it can be an enhancement because it allows you to communicate often and in affectionate ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that our world is changing when 30% of U.S. marriages begin online, and we see that we continue to build relationship through being online. That's not going to go away. We love our smartphones. It's a reality. So we are adapting, but also just take caution, but also use it to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It used to be if you wanted to meet somebody, you know, you'd have to go to church or you'd have to go to and join a social club or take a class in a school or something to meet people face to face. But now, you know, you can meet hundreds and thousands of people just through one different app.
Mm. Right. And it just kind of expands your network, which is great in some ways. Yeah. And speaking of technology, we'd love for you guys to be able to use technology to keep in touch with us. And, you know, as Ruth mentioned yesterday, we have our QR codes scattered throughout the page. And you can use your smartphones to scan these QR codes and get some more information about this article and about the different things that we've talked about these past 2 days.
Also, I know we are on Facebook as well, aren't we? And we are also online.
Yes.
So we are keeping up with technology as well. Make sure you check out those things. If you aren't with us online, make sure you join us as well so that we can line you every day with some new English lessons.
That's right. And it's so technology doesn't just strengthen love relationships, it strengthens friend relationships. And
that's
you
right.
all know that we are your friends for life, and we hope that you will communicate with us and let us know what you're thinking about our articles, and if you have any ideas or any questions, we'd be happy to hear them. So now, Campbell, I'd like you to take one word or phrase out of today's lesson that you think our students should really pay attention to or use.
Well, I really like the term weather a storm. You know, you can use that in a relationship, but, you know, businesses weather storms all the time. You know, this is something that people have to do. When you face a storm, you face a challenge in your life, and when you weather it, you kind of endure it and you get through it.
That's right. What about you, Amanda?
I like the word chronicle, the verb chronicle, making a record or giving detail to something. I think often we need to chronicle what we're doing in our business, perhaps through the accounts. But we also want to chronicle our relationships through making memories and saving memories, whether it's by photos or film or just even having special moments with your loved ones that you can remember.
That's right. And I like the word collaborate, which is there in the second column on line 11, to work together on something. We collaborate with our coworkers in an office or with our friends at school, and we can also collaborate with our husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend on different kinds of projects, and that builds relationships. So thank you all for joining us for our lesson. I hope you'll think about these ideas, and again, text someone you love and just tell them that you appreciate them. Send them an affectionate message. And join us again next time for a new subject and a new article. We'll see you then. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.